Chapter 2. Frankenstein Creates Life. Nervously, I used my tools to create life inside the body. Then I saw his yellow eyes open.
I became a good student. From the first day, chemistry was my favourite subject. Mr. Waldman was an excellent teacher, and I met the other scientists at the university. I worked on experiments in the laboratory all the time. Sometimes I stayed there all night until the stars disappeared from the sky. In the mornings I was tired but happy. I went to my lessons, read a lot of books, and understood more and more. For 2 years I worked hard and did not visit Geneva. I wanted to discover where life came from. I wanted to experiment with science as much as possible. I wanted to create life. But first, I had to understand death. I studied the human body. I also studied dead bodies. I was very interested in the change from life to death. I saw how a body changes. I learned how bodies are made. And what was the result of all my experiments? I discovered the secret of life. I learned how to create life. I was very surprised and extremely happy. At first, I did not know what to do with my new powers. I could create life, but life needs to be inside a body. So I went to hospitals and looked at more dead bodies. I took parts of human bodies back to my laboratory. After a few months, I began to create a human form. It was difficult work. I decided to make the person very large and tall. It was easier to work on a large body. I worked in secret in my laboratory at the top of the house. The summer months passed. The weather was beautiful, but I never went outside. I was too busy. I did not want to stop my work for anything. I forgot about my friends and my family. I did not write to them. I knew that my father and Elizabeth and Henry worried about me. I received letters, but I did not answer them. I thought only about my experiment. Autumn came. My work was nearly finished, but my health was not good. I could not eat or sleep. I did not talk to anyone. Every night I felt ill and very nervous. I was afraid, but I could not stop.